early in the history of Christianity, there was already an attack on the Word of God and on the doctrine of the local New Testament church.
But then in 64 AD, we enter into a transitional period. This is where the biblical account ends, and we rely on secular history to know what happened. The major shift at 64 AD is that New Testament believers go from being primarily persecuted by the Jews to being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
Christianity was no longer, after 64 AD, it was no longer primarily persecuted by the Jews, and it was primarily persecuted by the Roman Empire. Now, the Roman Empire was a world power at the time. And the Roman Empire, if you study history, we're told that there were 10 major persecutions made by the emperors of Rome, that they tried to basically end Christianity, stop Christianity, because see, Christianity was having such an impact on Rome and on the Roman Empire that they wanted to fight against it. This is where you have the Christians being thrown into prison and they're being made to fight against each other in coliseums and fight against wild animals and they're being tortured.
The Roman Empire's persecution on Christianity began, I believe, mainly with Nero. And Nero was like one of the main persecutors that you read about in history, hated Christians. He did terrible things to Christians, even lighting his garden with you know, the martyrs of the saints. He lit the city of Rome on fire and blamed it on the Christians so that they would be blamed for it. Nero was a twisted reprobate that... You know, there's just things that I can't talk about in a family documentary, but he did a lot of terrible things, and it wasn't just him. I mean, Caligula, he was a persecutor also, and they were literally feeding Christians to the lions and having them fight against wild beasts in totally unfair situations as entertainment for the Roman Empire.